Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not just yesterday. I'm talking bigger picture, not who gets the blame yesterday, but who gets the blame for just the team, the organization being in the spot where they're a 500 football team in danger of not making the postseason, and you've got clearly an offense that is once again broken. You've got a defense that throughout this season, let alone yesterday, but throughout the season has struggled to get after the quarterback. So who gets the most blame for this position that they are in? Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Patrick Mahomes? Is there somebody else I'm not mentioning? Because look, the simple answer is all of them, clearly, yeah. Right? There is not just one person. That's not how any of these organizations work. It is never one person for why a organization sits in the spot that they're in. But the name we have not really discussed much yet today, we're just getting started, is Brett Veach and part of this equation too. Because if we were to do the pie chart, at least if I were to do the pie chart, Logan, on most blame for why they are where they are, the biggest piece of the pie is still Andy Reid for me. It is still his show. Brett Veach is his guy. I know Andy will deflect whenever there's personnel decisions and say, I don't know, Brett's handling that. Nothing is still happening without Andy Reid also either approving it or at the very least being heavily involved in those 100%. Conversations, right? I think we all recognize that. So Andy Reid still, for this team being in the spot that they are in, he still, of course, shoulders the biggest chunk of the pie for me. Brett Veach is a much bigger chunk than I think a lot of people want to mention, because when we talk about the run game and others, I thought they should have invested more heavily in the running back position in the offseason. When they signed Kareem Hunt, right, we said, does that mean they're not going to spend a fairly high draft pick on a running back? I hope not. Well, they didn't. They didn't draft one until the seventh round. It's Breshard Smith, who they really won't utilize all that much. Yesterday, it was even less production, less usage than the couple weeks before. Elijah Mitchell was an offseason signing. He was activated for the first time in 2025 yesterday. Christian Fulton was only active for the third time
yeah.
of the season. They signed him to a 2-year, $20 million contract. So Brett Veach is a huge chunk. I guess we did percentages for all of that. I don't know. I'm bad at math, but I'll go ahead, Logan, and say Andy Reid probably gets about 55% or so of the pie. And then I split it up between Veach and Mahomes. And then I guess if we really want to go further, I'm not really including assistant coaches on this chart. Maybe you guys want to.
Yeah, I certainly lean towards Brett Veach getting a little bit more of the blame than maybe you do. I'm with you 100%. I feel like we're sitting here with six broken bones and trying to decide which one is hurting us the most. They're all to blame, but I lean a little bit more towards Brett Veach only because, and this is, again, we are beginning to see the downside of a dynasty come to fruition in front of us. Because what happens? Well, we saw it with the Patriots. We've seen it with NFL teams in the past. We've seen it with all sports in the past, where you put together this incredible collection of talent and you go on to have tremendous success. Well, eventually you're going to have to pay the piper. And you've literally had to pay the piper. You've had to give Patrick Mahomes the massive contract and Chris Jones and Travis Kelce. And then beyond that, you know, you've had to try to retain other guys like Creed Humphrey. You gave Trey Smith the largest contract for a guard in NFL history. And then you've had a few more misses, I would say, along the way than maybe you're accustomed to. And give Brett Veach all the credit in the world for what he does late in drafts, right? Finding guys like L'Jarius Sneed a few years ago, and he went on to have the success he did in Kansas City. And what they've got right now with somebody like a Jalen Watson and Leo Chenal, he's great at that. But in recent years, there has been a much more concerning miss rate with the higher draft picks. You know, going out and drafting Felix Anudike Uzomah in the first round, who I know is on the pup list right now because of the injury, season ending, whatever. But he hasn't done much of anything.
No, he's a bust.
In 3 years, he's right? A bust. You drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round. Meanwhile, Jonathan Taylor was five picks later in the second round. Complete whiff. Early in draft picks, when you have your highest chance of success, your highest hit rate overall, he's missing on those guys. And then a real unwillingness to be super aggressive in free agency. And when you are aggressive, those haven't really worked out. You gave Juwan Taylor crazy money to be nothing more than at best an average right tackle with serious penalty issues. You went out and you gave Christian Fulton a ton of money to do nothing until yesterday, where he plays nine snaps. He gives up a ton of catches. Meanwhile, Noel Williams got zero snaps in that football game. Not really understanding. And I get the, you know, wide receiver has been a major point of emphasis for the Chiefs in the last few years. And it should have been, because the wide receivers were a glaring problem. But you knew this past offseason, running back and defensive line was going to be a problem. And from the draft to the deadline, they did little to nothing in addressing that. Yeah, you get when got Omar Norman Lott in the second round. He goes down with the injury. It happens. You drafted Jelati, but you needed more defensive line help than just that. And what did you do? Re-sign, trade for Derek Nnadi, who you let walk, and then sign Mike Pinnell before the deadline, who you also let walk.
Yeah, so I don't disagree with the misses that have happened. And I think there's a huge chunk of the pie of blame for Brett Veach. But I still think with some of what happened this offseason, to me, it's when I say Andy Reid, I'm also including Spags and the entire coaching staff in there as well. When last year they go and they acquire a Josh Uche, the coaching staff not willing to play him.
True.
You know, as much there when they move on from Derek Nnadi, was that them trying to be cheap and save the cap? Or was that the coaches thought they could get past and didn't need him? And then they end up having to give up assets to bring him back. What I'm saying is, like, sometimes those moves, Brett Veach is the GM, okay? But I Andy Reid, to me, these moves do not happen without him being involved, as I said, heavily involved, if not signing off on it as well. And so that's why I think he gets the bigger chunk, not to mention, as we already spent a huge chunk of the show talking about the play calling aspect of it and not adapting and being loyal to a fault. And it's tough. Look, if I was in their shoes and I've won three rings with this group of DC and a couple of them with Matt Nagy as well, and then I got Andy Heck, who's my offensive line coach, been with me, and I've got Joe Colan, and keep going down the list of these guys, it's hard to be willing to move on. It took him a while to remember, obviously, ultimately move on from Bob Sutton, ultimately move on from Eric Bieniemy. It was a mutual parting of ways at that point in time. He is very, very loyal, and I think it's tough to shift, and that is also how you get in a spot like this. By no means am I saying that Steve Spagnuolo should not be the defensive coordinator. That's not what I'm arguing. My point is just that when we're saying that they haven't adapted, when it's become stagnant, when it's become predictable, some of that is because of your coaching staff not willing to adapt, and so therefore that falls on Andy Reid for me. The only person that's quote-unquote checking Andy Reid or could is Clark Hunt.
Right.
I'm sorry. That is it. The only way, like, if you were convinced that, and even if Brett Veach thought that Andy Reid needs to move on from a certain position coach or Dave Tobe in the offseason, I'm just throwing out names. The only person that's going to quote unquote force Andy to do that and can is Andy Reid himself or Clark Hunt.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That's just the reality of the setup. And it has obviously worked very, very good, very, very well for a long time. But that is the reality of the setup. And that's why Andy Reid will always get a bigger chunk of the pie. Patrick Mahomes, of course, is part of the reason to blame here. I still think some of the spots he has been put in has been because of coaching, but he has been pressing far too much in the biggest moments wanting to make that play that he got away with making maybe in the past and realizing it's just not there this year. And that's exactly what happened yesterday, by the way. Just take the 3 points. You don't have to get a touchdown on that play. And that is a switch that he seemingly can't turn off right now. And that's a big problem that they have as well.
I think that you brought up a good point in that this group being together as long as it has been the reason for the success, right? But that's a fine line that you walk, because it can also be your doom. And when you go to as many Super Bowls as this Chiefs team has had, you know, 5 and 7 years, when they've won 3 and 5, when you do the things that this team has done, whether you want to admit it or not, you run the risk of complacency becoming a major factor, right? When you've been as good as you've been, you get comfortable, and comfortability can lead to complacency. And I look at this team, and it was so evident in that fourth quarter yesterday, and it has been for quite some time in these one score games this year, where that sort of killer mentality, right? What did Andy Reid say? When things are grim, be the grim reaper. Right. That's not happening anymore. They just, I think, assume that it's going to happen because it has for so long, that they don't seem to have that do or die desire any longer. And maybe that is because this coaching staff and this front office and these players have been together as long as they have. And again, I'm with you. I'm not advocating for anybody to get fired. That would be somewhat foolish, because that's what has made this team so good for so long, is that they've all been together as long as they have. But at a certain point, you have to self-reflect and think about, okay, what are the motivating factors in why this is happening, and why aren't you being as motivated as you once were?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.